Hey, Corrine, how are you?
Good, I'm good, Tari. How are you?
Good, good, good. I'm excited to be here tonight because it's our fifth week and we've got a really, really cool show planned tonight. You and I have been psychic, most of our lives and seen and talked to angels and our mediums and a lot of different things in the metaphysical world. But I think one of the biggest challenges being psychic or giving readings, what do you feel it is? Because we and I've talked about it on several different occasions, but what do you feel it is?
I think it's what people struggle with is the waiting period. You know, they may go to get a lot of different psychic readings from different readers, and then it doesn't happen, and they're left confused and they don't know what to do really while they're waiting for these things to happen. A reader may say to them, these things are going to happen, but what do you do in the meantime is what I think people need help with.
With their hand. Yeah, I agree with you on that. When they're waiting, you get a reading from someone. I know I've done readings, given readings, gotten readings, and had dreams. Or maybe it's not even a psychic. Maybe it's your dreams about dreaming about a specific job, a specific guy, or a specific girl. And you're waiting for that dream guy, dream girl, or the job to come in your life. And it's not happening yet. So what do you think is the biggest delay? Okay. What do you feel is the biggest delay?
I think one of the biggest delays is, the getting yourself out of that negative space, because when it doesn't happen right away, people start to wonder, what am I doing wrong? Why isn't he calling? Why isn't she calling? Why isn't the job showing up? Why isn't the money showing up? And I think it's that lower vibration that they're sending out while they're waiting is what can cause the delay a lot of the times to happen. So I think we should think what we should address is how do you get yourself out of that negative space? And we've talked about a lot of different steps on how to do that to ensure that you're still creating, you're still manifesting, you're still staying in that positive space you're in the state of allowance instead of the state of hindrance.
Okay, I agree with you on that. And one of the other things I think is really, really important to say is a lot of people say, well, tell me what's going to happen in my future. Tell me about the guy I'm going to meet. And it's really what we do is we read energy or we get messages from the angels or you and I are clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, claircognizant. So we receive information. But it's not about us telling the person what's going to happen. It's about reading what they're creating. And I really want to make that specifically or just
right.
Really clear. Because when it becomes about a reader, a visionary, a psychic, a clairvoyant, whatever you want to call it, a spiritualist, then it's like an upside-down pyramid, right?
Right.
That person, it's giving the power to the person rather than you meaning any of us, taking charge of our own life, okay? So when someone comes to you or someone comes to me or they call us on the phone, by the way, you can call for a reading or we've got people that, if you've got specific stories you want to share, please call us and the number's on bbsradio.com. But we've got specific, these people are calling for, it gives the power back to the person and creating their own life. And man, what a great deal to create your own life. But when you raise your vibration, what does that really mean? So can we talk about that for a few minutes? I think that's something that we need to share with because
yes.
That's what vibration is. So let's talk
right.
About that.
Right. You always hear that, the phrase, love and light, right? What is that? Everyone always says, give yourself love and light, blessings, love and light. What does that mean? How do you give yourself love and light? What is that? What is light really? Right? Nobody really knows what that means, right? So we're here to answer that question because you hear it all the time, right? And there was a woman that we were talking with the other day, Janice, I believe. And you've been working with her on manifesting her dreams, and she's had quite success with that. And the first thing that you told her to do is, or that she actually taught herself to do is you said you first have to love yourself, and that's the first step. And send yourself love and light whenever you feel a negative energy coming on, or you're feeling a little bit sad or down on yourself. And she said she was trying to figure out how to do that, and she said when she was like, what is light? How do I send myself light? And she said she thought about the feeling of how she feels when she wakes up in the morning and sees sunlight coming through her window, and how great that feels to wake up with sunlight on your face. And so she, you know, likened the idea of light as that feeling. So whenever she was feeling down about herself, she would imagine just sunlight shining down on her. And that was the feeling that she would give herself whenever she gave herself love and light. And I thought that was so great and such an easy way for people to be able to relate to that, and an easy way for people to give love and light to themselves.
I agree with you on that. One of the things is that people go, and myself included, love yourself, right? And people, we hear that all the time. We read it in Hallmark cards. I don't want to love myself. I want the guy to love me. I want the girl to love me. And so one of the things that she and I worked on, and well, she did it herself. We just gave her some tools. You and I worked with her a little bit. Well, we worked with all these people, actually. Is I go, you know, if you want the guy, because she was like attracting the guy of her dreams in her life, and I know they had broken up, and he came back. I said, one of the things that you know, and I've learned this myself, and I know you and I both talked about this, and I know you are learning it, we're both learning it, because it's a process. And my angels told me this, Tree, you got to love yourself. I'm like, love myself? Yeah, I love myself, whatever. But when we really learn to release the baggage, okay, that we carry around from, you know, the past, you know, when we were kids and in past relationships and getting hurt. And it's really about letting that stuff go, because it really does affect every relationship that we're in. And how do you let that stuff go? And I told her, I said, Janice, I pick up stuff about your mom and your dad and, you know, all the stuff that we have as kids. And I said, so what you need to do during the next week is to send yourself love, send yourself light. And she goes, well, what's that going to do for, how's that going to bring back her guy? And I said, well, trust me, it's more important that you love yourself, okay, than to get the guy. And when you love yourself, you're going to get the guy or the girl or the job or the prosperity.
Right.
You know, right.
In order to get the perfect mate, you have to first be the perfect mate. So, you know, it's so important. Tari, we've got Naomi from Florida on line one.
Oh, Naomi's a good friend of ours, and she has got a great story, and we got to get her on, and because I know she's got plans tonight in just a few minutes. So, hey, Naomi, how are you?
Hi, Tari.
Hi, Naomi.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
We're doing wonderful.
Good, good.
And I'm glad you're here. I know you've got things you've got to do, so we want to hear your story, because Naomi has been really, she's got a great story, and she just started practicing some of the things that we're talking about that we'll talk later on the call with Daily Diamonds, loving yourself, attracting the guy, the girl, the money, prosperity. So, Naomi, tell us what's going on with you, because and I'm so glad you called. Thank you, by the way.
Thank you for having me on tonight. So my story really begins around 2 years ago when I started writing a novel, and the novel was fact and fiction, and I sort of had all the middle pieces. I sort of had a beginning. I certainly didn't have an end. And I didn't know where it was going to go, and I put it aside, and I started writing a children's book, which is actually almost finished. But in between, this is always in the back of my head, and I would love to finish it, and I couldn't really go anywhere with it. So really, literally a few days ago, I started reading about Michael Mansfield's Daily Diamonds, and I decided to put it into practice. I have to say, within the first day, which was yesterday, there was such an enormous change that occurred that was completely unexpected. And how it started was I decided I wanted to, the Daily Diamonds, meditate on all the positive aspects of myself. Like you said, Tari, about loving yourself. It's hard to love yourself unless I think your parents have taught you to love yourself your whole life. So being introspective, I sat down and I was going to go through all the steps, and all of a sudden I decided really I needed to thank God first before I was sort of, you know, praying about me. I wanted to thank God for all the different things that I have in my life, good and bad. It's all part of the journey. So I decided to do some morning prayers, some ritualistic prayers, and I decided every day now that I do the Daily Diamonds for the next, 20 or 30 days?
Right.
I was going to preface it with prayer to God to give thanks for everything in this world. that was the immediate shift, because all of a sudden now I'm praying every single morning. I watch my children pray, my husband pray, and they always say, "Mommy, are you going to do it? Are you praying this morning?" I'm like, yeah, okay, let me finish making breakfast. Let me finish washing the dishes. And now all of a sudden it meant so much to me to learn how to love myself that I wanted to start with loving God first and giving him thanks for having me. So the shift occurred immediately, and now that I'm praying every morning before I do the Daily Diamond. Okay, so I'm only talking 2 days. This is all in 2 days.
Wow.
In the meantime, I decided I really wanted to watch my own progress in this manifestation. So I decided I was going to keep a journal, like when you're on a diet and you're trying to lose weight, you really don't see your progress unless you keep, you know, you write down what you're eating and watch your weight go up and down. You really have a grasp on how you're growing or not. So I started journaling my experience of going through the steps of saying the Daily Diamond, my experience praying and making this commitment to pray every day. The whole setting took place. I happened to go down to the beach yesterday to do this, and the sun was coming up. And you can just imagine the entire atmosphere. You know, you're sitting there in this beautiful, on the beach with the sun, and you can't help but think of all these creations, and you're manifesting love for yourself, and it was extremely overwhelming. And as I started journaling this, I ended up with about 6 pages, and all of this led into the novel I had been writing for 2 years, because, see, the novel, the love story about the novel was the whole middle. But how is it that the two characters in the story got to where they wanted to be? Well, it all came from somewhere, but I had to work backwards to do it. Do you get it?
I get you. I know. Yeah.
And so we're only talking 2 days worth of this. And I've shifted. I've made a huge shift. I had never anticipated. When I decided to take the step to do the Daily Diamond, I never, ever, ever thought, oh, this is going to help me with my novel. Oh, this is going to make me feel closer to God. So what you put out, what you put into the universe, what light you choose to shine onto yourself, however you do it, it will come back to you in so many different ways that you don't even know. So you think you're manifesting for one thing. You think you're manifesting for money, or you think you're manifesting for love. And then all of a sudden, a door opens, and you welcome it, and it's so beautiful.
Oh, Naomi, what a beautiful story.
Wow.
By the way, she's amazing. And I know life has not been, I mean, this week has been a challenging for you, waiting for some things. And just to, yeah. So I'm going to answer your question, okay? Because, by the way, Naomi's doing our class with Angel Coaches. We do a class on Wednesday night for the next 3 weeks. We've had our first one about manifesting, creating, using the Daily Diamonds, and she's part of that. And so I'm going to answer your question. And, yes, that's going to happen. Corrine, I told you a little bit about it before the call because I knew she was calling in. So we're going to keep that personal because that's between her and you and I. You think she's going to get her wish? Yes or no? I feel she is.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Yes.
You're on your way.
Hey.
You know.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is a there's you and you sound so different, Naomi, from when we did the manifesting call. And you're right. It's been 2 days. You sound so different. The energy within you, it's like a free flowing. You are like a magnet right now. There is an energy surge that's coming from you towards you, out of you. It's now's the time. You're in the flow. It's so great.
And Corrine, you know how you were describing how to move your hands sort of up and down your chakra line to help bring yourself into alignment?
Right.
I have to tell you, the first 5 minutes doing it, I felt like, you know when you're five and you try and rub your belly and tap your head at the same time?
Right.
And remember, I'm sitting on a public beach. People are passing me by. And I also have 13 pages stapled together sitting on my
It does feel weird, right? The first time you do it, like I was saying, it just, you feel a little strange doing it. You're like, what am I doing here? You know,
yes.
But the benefits, you've experienced it firsthand. I mean, it is quite incredible. It's amazing.
Naomi, that's
incredible.
Hmm.
So
that's
I really
wonderful.
I have to thank both of you really from my heart for putting me on this track. And also, you know, I'm so grateful that both of you have been on this part of this journey with me. I understand it was so meant to be, and there's some kind of attachment now between me and you. And Corinne, I've never even met you before, but I just know that it wouldn't be if it wasn't meant to be. So I really thank you so much.
You're
amazing. You are so wonderful, Naomi, and I know you've got to run, and we appreciate
thank
you sharing
you.
Your store. Sorry,
thank
and
you.
We'll see you Wednesday night on the call. So,
great. Great.
Lots of love.
Thank you.
All right. Take
thank
care.
Thank you,
okay.
Naomi.
Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye.
Love her. She's amazing. Life has not been, it's been challenging for her, but she made a comment to me not too long ago, and this is something I want to share with people. By the way, if you want to share your story or you have a psychic question, give us a call because we'll answer your questions. And if you got a great story, we'd love to hear it too as well about love, prosperity, and manifesting. I know we got other people that are calling with that tonight. But she said, you know, one of the things that I'm doing is the reason why I'm going through this is that she goes, it put me on my spiritual path. Because people are like, why do I have to go through this? And it's what about being a victim or being a co-creator? How do you feel about that, Corinne?
Right. What we were saying the other day was this. When you understand what you're going through, right, and the purpose behind it, you can cope with anything, right?
Right.
A lot of people, though, when they're faced with challenges, I mean, I would say most of us, you know, it's really easy to get stuck in the negativity of it, you know, and go, oh, gosh, you know, all these bad things are happening to me. This isn't working out. That isn't working out. You know, I just don't understand. And they just get stuck. And it's easy to fall into that victim mentality and just get stuck there. But when you understand that there's a reason why you're going through something, because nothing happens for no reason. Everything, every blessing, every challenge is, and every challenge is always a blessing in disguise. And the challenge there is to see what that is. Why are you going through this? There is a gift that's being presented, and it may be hard to see it at first, but when you really open your eyes and figure out and you go, okay, you know what? All right, I'm going through all this crap. You know, there must be a reason. Like, I've had enough. What is it? What am I not seeing here? What am I supposed to learn here, right? Because there's always a reason for it. And when you get that, it's such a great gift because you learn an important lesson. You grow and you receive something so valuable in return. And then the best thing about it is that you never have to experience it again once you've really learned it. And the next experience that's brought into your life will be even better than the last.
That's very true. And one of the things that I think for most of us, and I know I've been through this, you know, and a lot of times I've learned different lessons, and I know you have because we've talked about it. But if you're continually experiencing the same thing with different boyfriends or different girlfriends or different jobs, are you living without money? Are you living without love? Are you living without health? Are you living out without better choices? Are you living without? You just feel without. And it's happened over and over and over again, year after year, month after month, week after week, whatever it is. It's time for, remember the Tin Man in Wizard of Oz when he scratches his head going, reevaluate, you know? And so
right.
And you look at yourself and you go, okay, the only constant in this situation, I know I've done this, is me. Every, you know, I'm the only one. The guys have changed. You know, the careers have changed. You know, the places have changed, but I'm the only constant. So then it's like, okay, let me reevaluate. So what we've done, you and I have done this, and I know Willie and a few of us are putting a program together where we're using the Daily Diamonds and we're using changing your thoughts, changing your mind, changing your outcomes, right, you know, and it's making a huge difference for people. And I think that's really, 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 really important. And Angel Coaches is really trying to work with people and helping them. So as I said, you know, instead of being a victim, you become a co-creator, right? And that's so hard to do. And one of the things that I feel that it's really, 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 really important is a lot of times we go, well, why? One of the things is to change that is realize that, and we talked about this yesterday too as well. You and I talked about this a lot this week, actually. that we, you know, we grow up with images that our parents or society gives us sometimes. They may not be our own thoughts. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, and how do you feel about that? Like growing up with different images and what do you think about that? You know, like what we really feel and what's really going on, you know, that we're supposed to feel, you know what I mean?
Right. It's a false identity, that you've been conditioned to think, and it's not only comes from your childhood or from your parents and your upbringing, but it can just be from your own life experiences that have somehow rewritten the true script inside your head, because we're all born with this knowledge of that we're such great manifestors and such great creators, and yet when we live our lives, growing up, it's our life experiences that kind of, it's the negative experiences that we go through that kind of change the script that we actually should have inside of our heads. And so, there's a purpose in that too, though, is to provide a contrast so that we can actually grow from it. So, the challenge is then is how do you rewrite the script in your head? How do you bring yourself back to, that positive place, again? And despite all the negative, experiences that you may experience in your life and all the challenges, is that, you have to know where you want to go. You have to know who you want to be. You have to be very clear in your intention of what you want to experience in your life, despite challenges that may come your way. You have to stay strong in that and not waver. Mm-hmm.
I agree with you on that. So when you were talking, because Willie and I were talking, and I'm telling you, I have all these people think, this is all you do is talk all day? Basically, I think that's what I love. So do you. Chat with people and write books and do classes and everything, but I do my passion. But we were talking about, images that people put on us, okay, or that we're experiencing. So an example of that is, your mom and your dad say, well, you should be this weight, and this is what you need to look like, and be a size, 2, 4, 6, or whatever the perfect weight is. And maybe you're tall, and maybe that's not your perfect weight, but you're so busy trying to live up to their expectations. And I'm not saying all parents are like this, because we got some good stuff from our parents, but sometimes their images are from school or from TV or whatever. The images we have those images that we have to live with. And then we're never truly, 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 truly happy. You know what I mean? And we're always searching. And how hard or how challenging can it be to really love yourself when you don't know what you really want? Right? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So what is what are a couple of things that you can do with that? One of the things I think is a great CD, and I mentioned this, I think, in the past few weeks on this call or this show, is Law of Attraction by Esther and Jerry Hicks. Also, I know that you really helped me this week because you're an amazing, amazing clairvoyant. Past few weeks, actually, I know you and I have both been working together on things in our life. What was the name of the book that you recommend? Because I got it, and it's been amazing, okay?
I know.
The biggest thing is I've had it for months.
It's been really good.
What's the name of it?
I know. It's so funny how, it's so funny how these things pop into your life at the perfect time, because I've had this book, and I read it years ago, and, when we were, helping each other through these things, I just happened to just pick it up, and it's just been perfect for us. It's called The Vortex, and it's by Esther and Jerry Hicks, and, it talks about using the Law of Attraction, to manifest all cooperative relationships in your life. So relationships, business relationships, personal relationships, love relationships, everything, relationships between children and parents, and it's been great. And using these practices together with the daily diamonds and the I Am decrees really can create miracles in your life. Tari, we've got Janice from Canada online too.
Yeah. She's the one that we were talking about. Hey, Janice, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Huh? Hi, Janice.
Hi.
We're glad you're here. So I know that you've had a lot going on in your life. And so share your story, because I know your story will motivate people out there that, that really feel like they can't have the guy, they can't have the job. Because I know that things that you and I have been working on, things that Karina and I have been working on, sharing with you, have really made a difference and an impact on you. So share your story, okay? Because we wanted you to call in, okay? This is a great story.
Okay. Well, before I met you, I felt pretty lost and confused. Like, I wanted the guy of my dreams, and I didn't know how to get him. So it was more, like, for me, it was about how to get the guy. How am I going to do this? How am I going to get the man, my dreams, and have everything come true, the marriage, the, you know, have a baby and stuff like that. So the first appointment, I remember, was just about sending myself light and love and to heal myself. So doing meditating and remembering moments from the past, like hurtful moments, and healing myself. So sending myself light and love and doing some affirmations. But I didn't then get, I think, the I ams, like the prayers, the I ams. But I remember you saying, too, the laws of attraction.
Right.
Doing that and changing my mind. Because you had told me a long time ago that I had made up my mind that I didn't want to be with anyone and that I had to heal issues that I had with my mom. And so I needed to go back, meditate, and take care of myself and just take that time to myself for that week or so. And then on our next appointment, you would, you know, give me some tools or whatever. So the next appointment we had was to do the prayers, the I am. And I was supposed to, they were supposed to be more powerful than my own prayers, but my own prayers would be powerful as well. But I remember you saying to do them, and I didn't quite do them often. Like, I read it over, and I thought, oh, okay. But I didn't actually start doing them. You know, like, I read them here and there. But then the next appointment was about the Daily Diamonds. You had sent me those. And you said, what we really need to do is to change our neuron pathways and create new ones, because the old ones, you know, you need to create new ones. Those don't work anymore. And that this would change my vibration. So I started doing those every day for about 25 days. I'd mark it on my calendar, and I was doing those. And you had emphasized the prayers, the I ams. They are more powerful. Yours are powerful, but these are more powerful than your own, you know. So I started doing the I ams and the Daily Diamonds, and I was doing them every day because I was like, no, I've got to get the guy. And you were saying, yes, you will. You just need to raise your vibration. So I started doing those, and then I remember our next few appointments. That's when he started, I think actually right after that was when he started contacting me. So we started getting together here and there, but we weren't really... You know, it was, okay, we'll get together and stuff. And he was going through a rough time, but he started needing me, wanting me back in his life. So we started really connecting.
Nice.
Anyways, I think a few sessions after, or maybe right around there, so it was about a month later, and we started, you know, like having romantic, like, interactions, and we were going out, and we were connecting, and that sort of thing. And then the chakras, and I think it was to sort of to connect with him, remember a moment that you had shared, and sort of tap into his energy and send him light and love and talk to him, tell him how you feel and what you want. And so I started doing that, and anyways, with raising my vibration, the Daily Diamonds and I ams, I really started feeling it. And I think that's right when he came around. But also,
oh, wow,
with talking to him, sorry? He was really coming around then. Now, actually, in the past few weeks, he has said to me that he wants to get married, and these are all the things that I wanted, and I would say, you know, I want to marry you. And now he's saying he wants to marry me, and he wants to have my baby, and
aww,
that's something that I so hoped for. And as well, he lives out of town, and, you know, I wanted to move in with him. And so, you know, I was keeping positive, you know, we will live together. And now he has said that. So he wants to move to this city. Now, his son has been a bit of a struggle, like, with wanting to move because he wants his dad where he is.
Right.
But he had a talk with his son, and his son mentioned to me that, I mean, to him, sorry, that he said, sure, Dad, you know, I will move. And all this just blew me away because, wow, now, you know, everything that I've wanted is coming true. He wants to marry me. He wants to live in this city. He wants to live with me.
And yeah, so.
And he wants to have your baby. Don't forget that part. I like
that. Yeah, he wants to have my baby.
He wants to have your baby. And you guys are buying a house. I think your plan is to move in together in July or August or something like that. Right.
Yeah, he was saying August. I really want to go for July, but we're still working.
Oh, July? On okay, well, there you go. Exactly. Housewarming party at your house in Canada. Karina and I are there. We've been presents, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's great, Janice. And I understand that it's been challenging. You have bad days. What do you do during the bad days?
During the bad days, I send myself a lot of light and love. And
well, that's
I'm even though I've been so busy, actually, because now it's everything, like with the Daily Diamonds and the IMs, I started... You know, job and practicum started coming around. Like, they weren't calling me before. That was something that I missed. And now they're doing that, you know. Like, I finished a practicum, and I got another job, and that's what I needed was more money to move. But lots of light and love, and just imagining that energy of light being sent to me, to my heart, to my head, you know, like, wherever I feel it.
Right. Well, and this is really key because Corrine's going to talk about that, about influencing and control. Janice is working. She would lay, and I think this is what you did. You'd lay down at night before you went to bed, and you would send talk to him. You would connect with your higher self, and then connect with his higher self, your angels, and just pour your heart out to him what you'd like. You know, and that's the that's really made a difference. One of the things that she did do, Janice, is that you wrote your script in your, you know, people are going to say, do I have to write that out? No, no, no. You could, you wrote the script in your head of like how you, what you wanted him to say and how you wanted him to say it, right? The feeling and the thoughts. Didn't you do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That, what's
so
that?
That's you wrote the script, how you wanted him to respond to you and what you wanted him to say in your head, right? You imagine the conversations going back and forth about having a baby, being together, moving in together, building a life together. Before it actually happened, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Okay. Yeah, that was another thing, fun and magical. So exactly that's what you're saying, fun and magical. Make it light and fun, exciting, how you want it to be. But, you know, use your imagination. So I was, okay, use my imagination. You know, like I'm not a very vivid picture person either, like in my head, but I was like, okay, well, think of, you know, I don't know, I was just thinking of, oh, dad, see this, that, but I would, like, so I remember a moment, and I'd start talking to him, like, I want this, you know, and it's going to be so much fun, it's going to be exciting, and we're going to dance together, we're going to do this, and I'm going to support you, and anyways,
That's wonderful, Janice. And the one thing about it, and I want to be really clear with everybody that's listening, and Corrine and Janice too. Janice is saying, well, Tree, you told me about the, my mom and my dad and things. It wasn't actually me. The angels just used me as a tool for her to share with her because it was her angels talking to me because I've always been able to see angels as, you know, Janice feels them now and Corrine sees them too as well and hears them. But they told me what to share with her, and it was her energy that created this whole situation. She just used a few tools that we gave her, and she's on her way. Remember, party at your house. I give, and I get to come to the wedding. Corrine and I both do because we give great wedding presents, and we love wedding cake, right, Corrine?
That's right. It's happening, and it's and she, you're making it happen, Janice, right. and that's just so beautiful.
There you go. Thanks, Janice. Yeah, I'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
She's wonderful. I love her. And some of the things that she did when we were working on it, she would tell me, she goes, I didn't like what he said in that part of the script in my head. So I just erased it and said, say this instead. You know, how many times do you get to tell a guy what to say? Not very
right.
Often, you know?
Right. It's amazing. It's just, what an incredible story. It's amazing. And I'm telling you, you know, with these IMs and together with the Daily Diamonds, I mean, you can create anything. I mean, I've had my own successes and on our conference calls on Tuesday nights, you hear about other people that have had the same kind of successes that happen quite quickly. It's very, very fast.
Yeah,
you almost don't believe it.
Yeah, it's wonderful, Corrine. And the one thing that, you know, we talk about the IMs, the Daily Diamonds and manifesting. So let's break it down for people so that they understand a little bit, like, where do they get them? How does it work? And where do I get the daily IMs and that kind of thing? So The Daily Diamonds, they're with their Michael Mansfield actually created them, and he's producing or writing a book with them. But he's given us the ability to use them, and they're amazing. I know you've had your own experience with them, right?
Right.
And all. And then the IMs. The IMs are actually something that are decrees from Ascended Masters, angels that you say. But what it, all that does is it raises your vibration. And then meditation. I know you're a big one for meditation and reading. And mm-hmm. she was talking about talking to his higher self and visualizing that, working with him. What do you, you told me the in the vortex, it was about control, because a lot of us are trying to control a situation. And in, and what's the other word? Can you share with people what that's about? Because it changed my life. It really did.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. I mean, this book has been, it's just been perfect for what we've been going through. The difference is what it talks about in the book is the difference between motivating and inspiring someone versus controlling them. Because we don't want to control, you know. You never should come from a place of wanting to control what somebody does or what somebody's going to say or affect their you know, gift of free will. You know, because it's not about that. When you come from a place of trying to control a situation or an outcome of something, you're coming from a place of lack. And so the vibration that you're actually sending out to the universe is a negative vibration. It's a lower vibration because it's coming from a place of not having something and then needing to control it to get it. So what this book talks about, The Vortex, is talking about, you know, how to influence someone or inspire the best and possible outcome. And it's not about, you know, again, it's not about controlling another person or a situation. It's about raising your vibration, being strong in your intention of what you would like to experience, and inspiring not only yourself to live in the highest best interest for yourself, but also in another person. And that person will either, you know, join you in that higher vibration or will move aside so that you can experience something better, with someone else or with a different situation. So what it is actually just about inspiring within yourself, an outcome of the best and highest interest for yourself and being focused in that. Another big difference is, you know, what is the difference between wanting and needing something? And why is it that, you know, when we feel like we need something, why doesn't it happen, right? And it kind of ties together. It's like when you want something, when you need something, it's
right.
Your higher vibration when you need something is coming from a place of lack. The same thing when you're trying to control a situation. You're needing a certain outcome. You need the guy to call, the girl to call. You need the job. You need the money. You need this. You need that. And so you try to control it by, in your intention, while you're trying to practice the law of attraction, might be that you need this outcome to happen. So you're trying to control it and you're sending out the vibration, which is the wrong vibration. It's a lower vibration. So what you do instead then is you understand, okay, maybe what's easier then for people to kind of go towards is, I want this situation to happen. I want this outcome to happen. I want to inspire the best possible outcome for myself. And when you send out the vibration of wanting instead of needing, it's a higher vibration. It'll always feel much better than needing something, right? When you need something, you feel bad because you don't have it. When you want something, you raise your vibration when you want something. And so by doing that, you put yourself in the state of allowing again. And you raise your vibration to allow those things to come into your life. And that's the hardest thing because, you know, when we're sitting here trying to practice the law of attraction, we're going, okay, we're supposed to focus on the things that we want. We want to focus on, getting this and getting that. We forget that the underlying vibration that we're sending out is the fact that we actually want, we need it. We need it. We don't have it. We need it. And that's what's screwing us all up, you know?
Right.
It's hard to flip that switch, you know? So it's just really important to remember the vibration that you're sending out. Am I feeling good about what I'm feeling and what I'm thinking right now? Or am I feeling bad? And that's the key.
That's very true. And I want to ask you a question because this is so, so, so important. The other day you and I were talking and you go, Tarie, you need to look at it like, remember when you had this situation, what it felt like. Because I was going back in the past, okay, and are thinking about that. I didn't have it now. And right. and then 2 days later, I told you the same thing. You go, that's what you would tell me. You and I are the best coaches for each other.
I know.
So, but it's true. So, and you said, and so what's the difference between controlling and influencing? Let's talk about what that means. And when you, let's say, for example, most of us want the soulmate, twin soul, the man of our dreams, the woman of our dreams. And let's say we don't have him, okay? And Janice didn't have hers yet. You know, they had broken up and weren't together. So how can we work with someone's higher self? And what is this? How do you do that? Because there are people out there like, what are they talking about? We don't understand. No, maybe not, but I'm assuming, because that's a challenging thing to do when he's not right there, she's not right there in front of you. So how do you do that?
Right. Again, it's about being clear in your intentions. So even if you don't have the great love of your life in your life, or it's not quite working out the way that you want it to, you really have to be honest with yourself and take a look at yourself, right? And it's exactly like what Janice had to do with herself, which was to realize what was holding her back. So what is it about you that's holding you back? Maybe you really don't think that it's going to work out, or maybe you don't feel that you deserve to be happy, or maybe you've been conditioned to think that everything that, you know, happens in your life will eventually go wrong, or, you know, you're not good enough to have these things, you know, and it's a past conditioning that's holding you back. And so, you know, the biggest thing is, again, is to have the perfect mate, you have to be the perfect mate. You have to love yourself, everything about yourself. And part of that is healing your past, forgiving yourself and forgiving others. You've got to let go of any of those past pains and release it to be able to move forward, because you can't really allow the, you know, you can't move forward unless you let go of the past. And even though you may be facing challenges, like the relationship is not going well, or the job that you have is bringing you down, and the money's not coming fast enough, you still have to be very strong in your intention. So just like what Janice did with her man, you know, she was manifesting all these great things, but yet there were those moments where he didn't say the things that she wanted him to say, but she was still very clear and very strong in her intention, that she knew what she wanted to experience with this man, and she didn't waver from it. Even though she had those down days, she never wavered from what her true intention was, and she consistently sent out high vibrational thoughts, high vibrational emotions, and never changed from that. She never allowed those bad days to bring her down to thinking, oh my gosh, what if this doesn't happen? Or, you know what, do I really deserve to be happy with him? She knew what she wanted, and she was very strong in that. And that, again, is about sending out that vibration of your intention, and keeping your vibration high, and never coming from a place of lack or a place of needing or wanting to control. It has to be from a place of knowing what you do want in your life and wanting to inspire and motivate the best possible outcome for yourself and staying strong in that.
I agree with you on that. So one of the things that I want to break it down a little bit more, because you did a great job with that. But if somebody wants to work with their higher self, what I would suggest, because I know that I've had some great experiences with this in my own life in different times. Imagine when you're in bed, imagine that person is in front of you, okay, or you're connecting with that the best part of him or her that you mm-hmm. love, or that you're attracted to, or that you feel that makes you feel amazing, or you experience feeling amazing, because, mm-hmm. and then you ask your angels or the, you know, God of your understanding, say, hey, let me connect with this person or your higher part of yourself, and then you just start pouring out your heart to them. And just saying, hey, I like to get to know you. I want to marry you. I want to have your baby, depending on where you're at. Because, you know, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Because that higher part of ourselves, the message is going to get through.
Right.
And when you do that, then you're going to start noticing changes. As she said, she started noticing changes within 4 to 6 weeks, I think. And, you know, he started coming around and started calling. I know for myself in the past, I've done that, and I, you know, I got a message from, it was so weird because I was in the sleep in twilight, and I felt the energy of my angels around me when I, you know, when you're waking up, and I, mm-hmm. I saw the person that I was connecting with, I saw his higher self, and he goes, "I will be coming." I was like, cool.
That's right. I mean, when you
sex, you know, so anyway, I'm not.
You're not. I see.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to be polite.
No, but I mean, that great sex comes with, you know, that, I mean, it's a given when you've got, you know, two, when you're in a high vibrational place with somebody, great sex comes along with it. And again, you're right. When you connect with somebody on, you know, and their higher self and your higher self is connecting to them, you're not bringing in any of that negative vibration. You're not bringing in any of that negative thoughts at all. What you're doing is really when you're coming from your heart, like what you did, you were speaking from your heart, and all you were doing was sending out love and light with your words and with your thoughts. And that's the key, is you weren't speaking from, okay, well, you know, he hasn't called yet, or this isn't happening. You were speaking from what you were visualizing, that you wanted to have happen. And it was, you know, just a higher vibrational space. And when you do that, you can connect with somebody so quickly because, you know, our higher selves are not bound to this physical plane, you know, by our experiences and our distractions and our negative thoughts and all this, that, and this chitter chatter that we have. Our higher selves are free from that. Right. So, you know, when you communicate with someone on that level, they can receive your messages very, very quickly. Because they don't have all that stuff that's, you know, weighing us down in everyday life.
And that's what we're talking about. Oh, I'm right. Sorry,
go ahead. Oh, no, I was going to say, we've got Amora on line one.
Amora, how are you?
Hi, Amora.
How are you? Hi, Karen. How are you?
Good, good.
I'm so glad you called. Anyway, she's one of our favorites. She's got, this woman is amazing with what she does and what she practices, and she lives it. So share with us your, because I talked to you this morning, and I said, please call in, because I know you would motivate people and inspire them with your words. So share with us what you've got about self-love. Always, and you got to share us the funny story about you, because we're going to have you on as a guest in the near future. Mm-hmm. But go ahead, share with us your views on self-love, loving yourself.
Okay, one of the things that when I was listening to you guys talking, that I wanted to talk about too is Corinne talked about light and love, and for me, and this leads into self-love. For me, when I think about light and love, surrounding myself with light or sending light is information. And when I say information, it's like it's encoded potentiality. You know, when you have an intent, then it manifests towards your intent. But if you trust the universe enough, it will manifest in something greater than you could possibly imagine. That's my definition of it. My definition for love, you have the lower vibration of love, which is the male-female love. The higher vibration of love for me is the creative principle, and the creative principle is the will to act, to do. One of the important things that you guys are talking about in manifestation is when you send love, you also have to act on what you're given. And when you act, you don't act out of, like Karen says, you don't act out of fear. And fear is just a lack of information. Because if you had all the necessary information, guess what? We're not afraid. So what I was doing, and that's how I pray, that's my meditation. I always ask for light, and I always ask for love. And my light, I'm trusting the universe enough that it's going to give me the highest vibration of light that I can handle. And I was doing that the other day. I was just surrounding myself with light. And for me, I just say light. And when I say light, that's unconditional. There's no conditions on it. There's no fears attached to it. It's just light. Even when I say it now, I vibrate. I'm a vibratory being. So
there's some people that would really love that, Amora. Anyways, go ahead.
Actually, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. Makes me want to pull over and smoke a cigarette, and I don't even smoke.
Hope you're not driving right now. No, she's laying down on the couch.
It's an idea. But I was just calling light to myself, and I just got this unbelievable wave of the most pleasant energy, and I'm scaling my definition back that I could imagine. And then I asked, what was this energy? And this energy was the higher vibration of love. I actually fell in love with myself, and I got what it meant. And it was the same when I looked at it, because usually when you have an experience, you search your mind for something really that's related to it, so you can attach a definition to it so you can understand it. So what I did was, and all this happens in a matter of seconds, I was searching for what is this I'm feeling, and it was love. And I realized it was the same kind of love that I felt for, you know, the greatest love in my life, the man, you know, the man that I'm with and that I love very much. I had the same energetic and chemical reaction. And what I wanted to do is I wanted to tell everybody I was in love. And I didn't run out and shout it because I didn't want it to be spoiled, because we have a predefinition of when somebody says, I love myself, we go to the egoic part, oh, you're conceited, you know, or you're stuck on yourself. I didn't want it polluted like that. It's like having a newborn, and you don't put your newborn out in front of everybody until its immune system is stronger. So I did not want this pure, unadulterated love corrupted until my immune system, my frequency, was able to carry it and maintain it in its purity. So what I did was I went to the park, and I walked around, and I was a dirt-loving tree hugger. I was telling Aww. Every tree, every flower, every blade of grass that I was in love. And Aww. It was amazing, because I understood the light more, because even when light comes from the sun, it's encoded information. It tells the flowers and the trees and the grass how to grow. You know, they don't say, make me green. They just trust in the energy that's coming. So what I'd like to say is, when people ask for light and love, trust what you're going to get, because it's encoded information, and that's what raises your vibration higher. You can use it to create by putting an intent to it, and that'll manifest whatever you want, whether it's a positive manifestation or what you perceive to be a negative manifestation. But if you love yourself, the energetic part of you, the part of you that got you into this life and still going strong, if you trust that part, it'll bring you things that you can't even imagine. So we hesitate to love ourselves because we don't know who ourself is. From the age of 3 up, we're always told what we're not. So if you learn to just ask for it, light will tell you who you are. Love will show you who you are, and your co-creative part of it is to be who you are.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's what I wanted to say.
Well, that's wonderful. We're going to have you on as a special speaker in the future, because I know you're a relationship coach. You're also a metaphysical soul. And can you share a cool comment with us before you go? Okay. So when you love yourself, what does that mean when you're intimate with someone? You don't. Yeah, tell that story.
When you love yourself, you're just in tune with your own frequency and your own vibration. And when you love yourself, and when you're with somebody else, you're calling out your own name.
Okay. I love that.
I love that. Amora, that's beautiful. She's an amazing relationship.
It's great.
Yeah. And she's thank you for sharing with us. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
You inspired people tonight.
Okay, guys.
Take care. Bye-bye. We'll talk to you. Bye.
All right. We've got Michael from Missouri on line 3. I think he's he's been waiting for quite a bit.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hello.
Michael from Missouri.
Hello.
Hey, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Michael has got a great story, and I asked him to call tonight because I want him to share his story. He's sexy, savvy, and has it all, okay? Michael, you're in a pause moment waiting for an answer, aren't you? What's the story with you? Share with us.
You know. Well, for a number of years, I've been kind of dancing around a little bit, and I'm going to actually ask someone. I don't want to, you know, blow the cover here, but someone I'm very much interested in, and I am going to take a deep breath, and I'm going to propose. And it's kind of strange because this is one of the hardest things that I've ever had to think about or to do. But in the other areas of my life, seems I'm able to work and to process and to think and even to see the outcomes before things happen. But with this, this is very tough. It's hard because I can think the outcomes, I can put the intentions there, and then everything goes blank. It's like you're holding your breath for that response. And you're trying to initiate a good response because I'm trying to hear what a response would be. I'm trying to maybe feel what the energy would be. But at some points in time, it gets very challenging because, boom, I don't know what the response is going to be. But I'm hopeful. So we're going to see what happens.
May I answer your psychic question, Michael? She's going to say yes. Okay.
Yes.
She's going to say yes. That's what my angels are saying. So, Green and I are going to have to go on a diet. We're going to so many weddings, Green.
So. I was like, yes, yes.
I know. She's going to say yes. And by the way, yes. Michael works with us. He's been on working with us, the angel coaches, and sharing with us on our Tuesday calls, our Wednesday calls. He's amazing. We're going to have him as a guest because he's got it. He's got all the success, and now he's getting the love. Doesn't get much better than that, right, Michael? So if anybody out there is wanting to know how you did it, what would be in, like, because we're almost done because we've got to get off the air, but what would you tell someone that wants to make it really quickly in about 60 seconds or less, that wants to do it all, have it all?
Write down, commit whatever your thoughts are to paper, because that's the first action, and see it in steps. And then once you do that, believe in it, and then you work for it, and then you have to be able to see it. You have to be able to understand it, feel it, touch it. Commit your actions to paper, and then start from that point on. Because then once you commit it to paper, that's the first action of starting. Everyone that I, in business that I have been in for quite some time, I want to do this, I want to do that, I thought about it. But commit your actions to paper. Put it down on paper what exactly it is that you're going to do and what you want to do. And then once that, you meditate with it. And then you start putting it one seed at a time, one action at a time, one brick at a time. Brick by brick, you start to build something, and you'll build it, and it should be solid. And that's what I had to do over the years. It's just one step at a time. See it, trust it, believe it, taste it, embrace it, and then watch and see just what comes back to you.
Michael, thank you so much. He's amazing. And you know what? He's going to be on our Tuesday night call, and I'd like to have him here on the show some night too as well. We talked about that. But anyway, because we got to leave the air in just a few minutes, a second. But angelcoaches.com, you can go on there, fill out a form, get our number, get our email. We have classes with the Daily Diamonds teaching you how to manifest love, money, choices, health, manifest it all. And people like Michael and Amora and Janice are all just a small part of who we work with, but they are some great souls. Thank you. And you guys have a good night.
Thank you.